Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
This Thursday afternoon here in Lunchtime Live to answer all of your home interior questions. Whatever your concerns or queries, get them into us. Send us your voice notes 087 1400 106. As always, that is the WhatsApp number. Jenny Sheehan and Tanya Neufeld Flanagan, interior designer and, well, designers. Tanya, also the host of the Interiors podcast. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today. When did decorating your house for Easter become a thing, Jenny?
We didn't really do it here, did we?
And God,
I
no.
definitely find decorating a bit stressful. I'm like, we've just taken down, I'm just getting rid of the pine needles, you know. Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready, but you know, I just find Easter so cheerful, and there's no stress around Easter. You don't have to go visiting, you don't have to go buying presents. It's lovely. So I'm kind of here for the trend of, is it a trend, the growth, let's say, of wreaths on the door and eggs hanging and all that. I love it.
I do like a front door wreath.
I love a wreath.
It's kind of a new, it's a new, relatively new introduction though in Ireland, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
I think so.
So like, I would be very used to that, and as from an American point of view, and I find it a little tacky, but so I want to see it done in a way that isn't so mass market. Like I love like fresh tulips and whatever, but I think a lot of the mass market stuff doesn't then actually coordinate with people's home style. You know?
Yeah. So we're looking for maybe some good front door wreath makers
today. Well, I have to say what I love now, and I'm with you. And I what I would encourage people to do is not go out and buy something plasticky, you know, buy something nice. There's a fabulous company, and I know I haven't bought from them in a couple of years, but I have one of their wreaths. They're called Elements of Action. They're an Irish company, and they do these brass wreaths. You know,
wow,
it's a brass
wreath.
It's a brass ring. It's not too heavy, you know, it's a slim, slender kind of brass ring. And then you can customize it to each season. So you can wrap, you know, if you're a little bit handy, maybe with some wire, decorating wire, you can add in maybe your tulips or your eggs or whatever it might be. And then you can, you know, go in at winter with a bit of holly. And it means you can make it really as full or as minimalist as you want and match it to the style of your house. So that I love. I'm really, really in for that.
Yeah, I did that one year with from Amazon, just a gold ring, some hydrangeas I had, and I actually sprayed them kind of like a silvery, pale, goldy colour.
Yeah.
And it lasted forever.
Well, funny you say that about the DIY and making your own. There's a listener here wondering, Tanya, can I make my own Easter wreath? What should I use that would be durable enough and wouldn't get blown away in the wind for outside the front door?
Yeah, I don't know. The wind we've had lately is crazy, and I don't think that wreath I had would have
the Irish wind.
Yeah, so I think definitely something like the place that Jenny recommended might be better than the DIY.
And I think key is just tie it on top and bottom if you can. So, you know, the thing I'll always recommend using is command hooks. They're really strong. The 3M glue in them is really strong. Just be very careful when you're taking them off. Follow the directions. I have chipped my walls, but it's my own fault. But, you know, something a bit sturdy like that with the brass ring or a gold ring that you can get, and just tie it off, you know, even if it's twigs or twine, with a tie down at the top and bottom. Yeah.
Okay, listener questions. My husband says all of the Easter decorations are too girly. I have lots of pinks and greens. Is there anywhere you'd recommend that I could perhaps find a more masculine touch?
You might need a new husband.
I personally don't decorate for Easter, so kind of controversial take. And I think the pastels can be a little cheesy, but I think a cool way to do it is maybe lean more into kind of like silvers, whites and pale greens. Like even if you think of like florals, like hydrangeas, some more muted tulips, and just it doesn't have to be Easter themed specifically. Like you can just go to Industry & Co. or the Irish Design Shop and just get things that feel fresh and bright and spring-like.
Well, it is. It is sort of the lilac and the kind of the mint green and baby pinks.
Pastels, and they're not for everyone. But I'm coming back on this one, right? Because Easter is a female holiday. It's from the Norse goddess. I might have that wrong, but one of the Nordic goddesses, Ostera, I think the name was. So I'm keeping it. Sorry.
That's fine. You do you. Where can I get an Easter tree? Asks this texter.
An Easter tree?
What is an Easter tree, first of all?
I've never heard of that.
Stumped. Completely stumped. Yeah. Sorry.
I've heard people talk of them all right, but I presume it's just a plant, kind of the branches, isn't it?
Is you could just maybe make one, like, I'm just thinking of a kid's craft project, make one of like little eggs, like something small. I don't know.
Yeah, perhaps Easter that's maybe that a way to deal with it.
I will say I'm not the person to ask about any kind of foliage in general. I will kill it. So
my partner suffers from bad hay fever, so we can never have fresh flowers in the house, which I actually miss, especially around Easter time. Would you have any recommendations for things that we could maybe make to feel, make the house feel a little bit more spring-like without flowers?
So lovely to do, I think, around Easter is some dried branches with decorations hanging off them. You could have eggs, you could have ribbons, I think are so pretty around Easter time. A lot of countries on the continent, especially Nordic countries, are big, big into Easter decor. And so you'll find loads of lovely things in, and I'm going to pronounce the name wrong as I always do, Sastrina Grina.
There's shops all over the country
and they're Norwegian, and they have beautiful Easter decorations in paper, in felt, and all sorts of things. So you'll find lots of lovely things there. Your second option then, I don't know how this affects hay fever, but I think it's okay, is dried flowers.
Yeah.
So looking at, you know, dried, even, you know, tulips of colour, hydrangeas would be beautiful. Yeah. Really, really, really nice. And then preserve flowers is your last option. Yeah. I wouldn't go fake.
Just on that, texters looking actually for suggestions to get good artificial or dried flowers.
So I get a lot from The Crate, thecrate.ie. I think they're fantastic, and you can get them online. They're wonderful.
Any suggestions, Tanya?
No, I've always dried them myself. Like, I keep my bouquets long enough and I toss anything that's kind of withering away.
Yeah.
But she couldn't.
Do you have to put anything on them to spray them or anything for drying them out yourself?
I don't, but you can put hairspray.
Yeah, I've heard that before, actually, that it helps. 087 1400 106 is the number. Now, on interior questions, listener says, are there any hints or tips to refresh my chimney breast in the living room? The wallpaper there is currently, it's a little dull. I can see perhaps the condition of the wall underneath might not be great. So any tips on how to deal with this?
I would, tackle that first.
Yeah, in my own house, there was one wall that the paper looked like if they peeled it away, it was going to bring a whole bunch of plaster with it, especially if it's an older property, which it sounds like it might be, the years of lime plaster behind it. And then you're just dealing with chunks and like there's no plasterboard behind that. It's brick. So like what we did in that case, we actually painted over it. And I don't love an accent wall. So if it's just on the chimney breast, could you maybe paint it in the same as the rest of the room?
Could you sand that down a little bit? Would that help?
Yeah, not really if it's brick. One thing you potentially could do, and again, just check the wall and make sure that it doesn't need to be, you know, strengthened and that there's enough insulation in there that you're not letting loads of heat out. What you can buy in shops like B&Q or Woody's is paintable wallpaper. So if you didn't want to necessarily make it a feature and you wanted it to blend in with the rest of your walls, you can buy paintable wallpaper. You can even get textured if you want to. And then you could put that up, and it's designed to kind of smooth over bumpy walls and make everything look a little bit neater. And then, of course, you can paint it the same color as the rest of your wall, so it blends in a bit better. So that could be a good option for
you. Like a sheet of filler.
Yeah, it really
is. That'd be great to do it. Yeah. We need to paint the walls a new colour. We're thinking of going for a sort of a kind of a beigey dark cream. It's nearly coming out the same as the whitish kitchen presses that are already there. I'm wondering, is a mild muslin colour the right choice?
Well, it's all going to depend on what direction your kitchen is facing. So what kind of light are you getting in into that kitchen? If it's, you know, north facing, you're going to get a very grey light. Everything's going to look grey. You want something a bit brighter. If it's south facing, you've got a bit more wiggle room. I think in general, some of those kind of sandy colours with that level of warmth work really, really well for Irish homes. But I would avoid anything with any hint of grey in it is probably the right option.
So, so your paint choice has to be dictated to nearly by where the windows are within the room, is it?
Yeah, and the kind of light you get. There's one colour I love that I used in my south-facing kitchen, but it also works in some darker rooms in my house, called Joa's White by Farrow and Ball. And it's not a white. It's a proper, I'd call it a modern beige.
Yeah.
I've been looking at whites and beiges for the last 2 weeks and I never knew there could be so many variants of beige.
50,000. I'll give my two favourites. My number one favourite at the moment is from the Roisin Lafferty Prestige collection. I'm obsessed. I just cannot get enough of that collection. It's so, so beautiful. But there's a colour called Green Street that I've used in a few clients' houses recently, and it's lovely and it looks dark and it's kind of greenish. But that works really well in Irish homes and I love it. It really goes in a lot of lighting conditions. Mm. And then the other one that I absolutely adore is Trigg, T-R-I-G-G, by Farrelly & Co., another Irish paint company. Oh,
I was frantically Googling.
Yeah, stunning. I was going to say Poppy Tate's from Farrelly & Co. is like a tone deeper than Trigg.
What colour is it?
Poppy Tates.
Okay.
From Farrelly & Co. They're kind of in their neutrals range, so they're both really nice.
I think I finally settled on Beach is the colour, which is a sort of a very light beige, not white, because everything else, God knows, in the house is white. Listeners picking new curtains for a bedroom. They saw cream curtains with flowers. They're worried it'll rule out doing anything colourful, or colourful bedside lockers. Should I hold off? The current ones are grey and so is the carpet. The walls are cream. This is curtains they're looking for. Where would you suggest to get good curtains, actually, then?
Grey is kind of... So what I would go straight down to is the fabric outlet in County Kildare. Pick out your fabric, get your curtains made. They have everything. It's the way to go. I wouldn't shy away from getting flowers in your curtains because there's probably a few different colours that you can pick up there. So I would just make sure that you're picking up that colour. If you are getting colourful bedside lockers, that there's something being echoed from the curtains, and then if there's any other patterns being brought into your bedroom, that they go. So if you know, if it's a very small floral pattern on the curtain, choose a bigger pattern for your bedspread, or vice versa, and that should all work out.
I would have thought that floral curtains were well out in the 1990s. No, back on trend.
It wouldn't be for me, and I think curtains are expensive, and they are one of the things that can date kind of a room quite quickly. Like, you can paint walls, you can change a bedspread, you can even repaint a locker. I would go more for a neutral. I would stick with like a linen and maybe a solid color, but I'm not a pattern girl to begin with. But I would have the fun elsewhere, like even wallpaper, if you really want it to be a statement, because it's easier to paint over the wallpaper or strip it back than to lose the curtains.
Just, I want to read out this text from a listener. It says, my name is Dolores. You were talking about front door wreaths a little earlier. I own a small wreath business. It's on Instagram. It's called Wreath Couture Dublin, creating one-of-a-kind wreaths for homes. It's 101 years of a family wreath making tradition.
Wow, Dolores, imagine. That's fantastic.
My granny started the business back in 1925 in Dublin's north inner city, passed it on to my mam and now to me. I'm the third generation wreath maker.
Isn't that lovely? What's the company called again?
Wreath Couture Dublin.
Wreath Couture Dublin. Yeah. I'm straight on to Dolores.
Dublin's north inner city. Fantastic. My God, 101 years of any family business is a pretty extraordinary achievement. The Home Squad this afternoon, Jenny Sheehan, who you'll find more of at Workers College and social media, and interior designer and host of the Interiors podcast, Tanya Newfield Flanagan. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.